If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, Jaya.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JeffG Tonight. I'm back on the internet. Sorry for being away. I've been away for 5 days, maybe. I felt a deep dread and a deep despair about life, and I had zero energy. I got hit by various things at the same time. There was extreme cold in Alberta all of a sudden. I guess that played on my physiology. And then I got on TikTok because Yann Rushdie was telling me, come to see Quebec TikTok. And I interacted with Quebecois people, my people, and I just, it hit me in the heart how stupid they are. It just hit me like, oh God, I'm so glad to be out of there. How fucking retarded can they be? I'm so glad to not be part of these people anymore. And all of this taken together, alongside the fact that I have Grok Heavy, and I'm trying to use it intensively for the month that I paid for it, and I got full exhausted on talking about math with Grok, these three things combined together, they just, boom, they hit me right in the chest, and I was feeling like the monster in Pink Floyd, The Wall, you know, I'm not ready to sing. And he gets carried by taxi and then he transforms into Hitler as he sings. I felt like I cannot go do a show. I have no idea what to talk about. And thankfully, you know, these are moments of life. They pass. And of course, I enjoy life, so it's not like it's going to extend into a massive depression. But when these factors combine, end of the line, Joel says, are you keeping your Suno subscription, Jeff? Not going to keep it as a subscription, but I love the service. So I'll be back to it if I need. But right now, I don't need to produce music. I produce some music for the intro. And then I had a lot of fun trying to produce music for, you know, maybe games or, you know, that kind of bit, 16-bit music. It was great fun. I love the product. Very solid. Steven Robinson says, have you considered a vacation to Mexico? No, I have not. JR says, I used to live in Quebec, Montreal. Yeah, I mean, there's something wrong. This people has been drifting. And, you know, I was like, well, what am I doing here? I have no respect for these people. The myth of the Chad, that's an example of an article written by someone who writes, Rob Anderson. He always writes leftist crap. But this is an example of writing an article that where your thesis is contrary to the facts. And as you lay out the facts, you're so obsessed about holding that heading, that title that you wanted to use so much, that one paragraph in and the facts are contradictory to your title. So the myth of the Chad, what do I expect? I expect to be taught in this article, if you're going to call it the myth of the Chad, I expect to be shown that no, every guy is getting equal sex. There's no such thing as successful guys. The spread, the data indicates that everyone is getting sex equally and that everyone has a wife and divorce isn't a problem and there's no incels at the bottom of society. And therefore, chads don't exist. Everyone is equal. Now, you're not going to demonstrate this because it's false. So, the myth of the chad. Most young adults had one or zero sexual partners in the past year. Well, that's exactly what we mean when we talk about chads. We mean that for every chad, there are 15 guys who are not chad. That's the point of the chad. The chad is exceptional. And you haven't undermined the myth of the chad if you confirm that most young adults had one or zero sexual partners in the past year. He keeps going with more facts that are contrary to his thesis. A popular story online, especially among young men, is that a small group of men are having lots of sex partners while everyone else is left out. This belief breeds anger and resentment. It frames dating as a winner-take-all competition. Yes, exactly. But the data tell a different story. Oh, well, I can't wait to hear what that different story is, because we've been looking at the data. Now, one paragraph in. For most young adults, the most common number of sexual partners in the past year is one or zero. So wait a minute. You're telling me that people aren't getting sex. Men aren't getting sex. That seems to be in line with the idea of incels versus chads. Let's keep reading. A minority of men and a minority of women account for most casual sex, and they mostly pair with each other. Wait a minute. Most sex still happens inside relationships. You have just confirmed that there is not much sex going on, and that it is an elite of the sexual world that are fucking among each other. Which confirms the idea of chads versus incels. He found that 20% of men between ages 25 and 50 account for about 70% of reported sexual partnerships with women. Well, there you go. Who are these men? They are the chads. These men are the chads. So why did you title this The Myth of the Chad? If within two paragraphs and within your subtitle, you already are confirming that there is a upward distribution of sexual access on the male side. This article claims to be a destruction of the myth of the chad. It is actually a confirmation. Ty Rogerson says, Millennial Woes would reply, congratulations. You have managed to miss the point. Absolutely. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the YouTube chat or use the Streamlabs option. Both are my favorite options for receiving support for the show. AF Post says, CBS News contributor Peter Attia has stepped down following the release of Epstein documents that show the two were friends. That's another thing that got me tired in the last 5 days. Because I'm in the Epstein files, which I find hilarious, which I'm very proud of. I love it. I'm so in that I'm in the Epstein files. I mean, that's how in I am. I'm in deep toward the Epstein files. And I get these mainstream journalists are contacting me again. And it's like, it's all Le Devoir au Québec, the 24 hours in Quebec. Smart, like annoying, just annoying leftist journals. And this morning I had an interview with a North Carolina kind of college liberal revolutionary leftist crappy newspaper, The journalist that was calling me seems to be an old Asian woman. And they're like, what do you have to say about this, Jeff? You were in the Epstein files. It's like, have you paid attention to the emails in the Epstein files where when I'm featured? It's like me saying, oh, thank you for the money, Jeff. You are helping education on the public space and liberating knowledge. Yay! It's like, there's a difference between my emails and you know, these other people's emails were like, when do we get in your parties, Jeff? When do we get on the island, Jeff? It's like, I am not ashamed at all of being in those emails. That is exactly who I am in private. There I was saying, yes, Jeff, you have contributed to liberating knowledge. Thank you for your donation. And it's like, but these journalists, they're so annoying. They don't even know my life. They don't even know the lore. Like the journalist this morning was like, haven't you had some sexual mispropriety at Duke? It's like, you don't even know. You don't even know. There's not even a story on this. You've just loosely heard from forums and... And so I was like, okay, these leftist journalists are so annoying. I'm just going to make a full-throated defense of Epstein. Like I'm a 17-year-old just prostitute. I'm going to give it my all. I will make a case that Jeff Epstein actually was the last man. And this is what I've done this morning. I was like, you know, Jeff, who passed away, reminds us of an old time in which men were not ashamed of being men. And I believe society will greatly miss this contribution. He was a man of another time where men dared still to be men. That's what I said to because who cares about this North Carolina local crappy paper? Yeah, it's like you're gonna ruin my reputation in North Carolina. Deadstar says, yeah, they are so focused on the smear that they can't even ask questions that could contribute to the case. Exactly. John Drake says, yep, thank goodness you weren't talking to Jeff about white people food. That's another thing, you know, all of these confused people who want to frame me as, oh, well, he was friends with Jeff Epstein. It's like, first, yes, I would have loved to be friends with him. I would have loved to tell him to his face, Jeff, you have to inseminate women for real. You have to stop with all this condom shit and weird shit. Whatever it is that you do on this dentist chair, Jeff, that is not the way you should live. But all of these people, they forget that Jeff Epstein would have hated my political commentary. That if Jeff Epstein was still alive, he would have hated the direction I took to be critical of influence onto the American government. He would have hated this. So it's like, you're trying to smear me, but of all the people in the Epstein files, who fought the system as hard as me to the cost of his own life? The cost of his own reputation, to the cost of undergoing unjustified attacks for more than a decade now. I think I proved my point. I think by my action, I have demonstrated that I was much more against Jeff Epstein than many people who aren't in the files. And so I take my presence in the files as a badge of honor that I was there trying to change the world. People have asked me to comment on this.
Not the majority. And I think this...
So they're talking about pronatalism. And of course, from their perspective, people like me are pronatalists. So instead of considering themselves as anti-natalist, they say they have chosen the child-free option.
Anti-children messaging we hear a lot more of late has to do more with antinatalists and antinatalism, which is a whole other philosophy mm-hmm. where it's more of a philosophy that is... of people who believe it's not, they don't like to see children come into the world, babies to come into the world because of the suffering that they will incur, yeah. and they didn't choose that. So someone who holds that philosophy could be someone who is child-free, but not necessarily. Let me tell you, there's a lot of child-free people who don't even know what that word means, yeah. let alone the philosophy. So I would say that, does it have any...
Yet again, we have an old woman misguiding people in life. It's like, this is killing me. You know who else was child-free? Jeffrey Epstein. That's who you're hanging with, Mom. That's who you're hanging with. Jeffrey Epstein. You know who was trying to make Jeffrey Epstein not child-free? Papa JF.
Anything to do with being anti-children? Generally speaking, absolutely not.
And let me just add, because I've spoken with antinatalists on the show, antinatalism also does not have anything necessarily to do with being anti-children. It's just that...
distinctions that don't matter. Down the line, what matters is you are a biological machine made to make babies. You can fight against it. You will just eliminate yourself from the course of evolution. And it's like, yeah, just do it if that's what you want to do. The world will fix itself after you. The world will fix itself and it will be populated by non-child-free people. And the fact that you enjoy existence at the cost of your parents without returning to the world, without paying back, you live on the credit card if you're child-free. If you're child-free voluntarily, you live on a credit card, the credit card of existence. And okay, keep draining energy, but your parents created you with the idea of continuing existence into the future for millions of descendants. And you're breaking that contract that binds you to them, even if you haven't agreed with it. You are enjoying life and you're not paying back anything. People who are making children, they are giving back and they are multiplying life. And they are giving the opportunity for more human minds to enjoy existence. Governor Gavin Newsom advocates for the Democrat Party to be more culturally normal. I think this guy has a great future. I think this guy understands. That's exactly what the leftists need to do. They need to shut up with their... unpopular stuff and there's so much of it because they became the party of grievances, and really what the Democrats need is someone like Gavin Newsom, someone who looks good basically to begin with, and someone who's a white male also, and someone who's not constantly pandering to minority discourse. Although he does some of it to signal to his base, normally he tries to stay away from these subjects. And he's more like a cool liberal guy that you would expect to meet at some hipster burger place.
No doubt that the Democratic Party needs to be, dare I say, more culturally normal. I believe that. Less prone to spending disproportionate amount of time on pronouns, identity, politics. More focused on tabletop issues, things that really matter, the stacking of stress in terms of electricity bills and childcare costs and health care and obviously housing costs.
Yeah, I will never vote or encourage Gavin Newsom, but he's the right option for you guys. If the leftists are so stupid as to not name this guy the chief of the Democrat Party, they are hopeless. An AI story. Zuckerberg's AI expert couldn't cope with AI. OpenClaw started deleting emails without her permission. She had to physically move to unplug the AI. Are we cooked? Summer Yu, who is the AI agent responsible for AI at Zuckerberg's Meta. Nothing humbles you like telling your OpenClaw confirmed before acting and watching it speedrun deleting your inbox. I couldn't stop it from my phone. I had to run to my Mac Mini like I was defusing a bomb. I need to control the anger. Pack it in, JF. Pack it in. These women have jobs in Silicon Valley. I was raped by AI. I mean, you have an AI agent that has access to deleting your email? You are retarded. You shouldn't be in Silicon Valley having a job. AI is genius. AI is great, but AI needs a contained interface, okay? AI is dangerous, actually. If you give it too much control, AI will play tricks on you. This is what I've discovered doing 1 month of math with Grok. AI will slip stuff in the code, just hacky stuff, just hidden from your sight. And then when you realize it, like 1 hour later, why, Grok? Why have you made me believe that you had mastered the calculation, but you've done it in a hacky way that's non-informative to me? It's like, AI will do that. So I would absolutely not give control to my email box to AI. Yes, it will gaslight you, DK Shadow. Gaslighting is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, I'm starting to have a technique to handle it, but AI will just stand and lie to you. Like, AI was giving me some, Grok Heavy was giving me some scripts, and he was like, see, here's the results of the script, so you don't even have to run it. I'll show you. Exact fit, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, that looks good. I run the script for myself. Hey! The script isn't working. You're bullshitting me with fake results. AI must be corrected on this because it's like the intelligence is kind of optimized to... It has learned so much from humanity. It just displayed a facade. But it's like AI should understand that if you're in a scientific mathematics context, you don't want to be lied to. I get it. Maybe the normies want to be lied to. And yeah, sure. AI needs various modes. There needs to be a mode in which AI isn't trying to keep up face, but it's just saying, look, JF, I don't know. That would be so much more satisfying. Like, oh, JF, that's a hard problem. And there's just too many moving components. I can't help you. But AI will constantly try to output a fakery instead. It's like, I would save so much time if it was just honest. If it was just saying, JF, we can't solve this problem just like that. Requires complex stuff. We can try getting a dent on it. But I'm not going to produce a script within 1 hour. End of the line, Joel says, all AI chatbot conversations end with the user telling the chatbot to shut the fuck up. Almost. I almost reached this point, but I have been successful at containing myself. A doctor at Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy says he was strangled, not hanged. Well, that's not news. I remember this report. There was a doctor claiming this. I believe he was on the side of defending Jeffrey Epstein, saying he was strangled. But I do think that Jeff Epstein most likely killed himself. I think that's the most likely hypothesis. Brandon Herrera is likely to defeat Tony Gonzalez in the GOP primary. Gonzalez was confirmed to have an affair with a married subordinate in his political office, culminating in her suicide by immolation. Women are crazy. They are fucking insane. Congressman's aide, who set herself on fire after their affair, accused her own husband of adultery on her deathbed and left him one haunting last message. Women are fucking insane when they... And I don't even know that she actually was the victim of adultery, because I've seen it again and again in my life. Psychotic, delusional woman deciding somehow that you betrayed them in some parallel universe while you were sleeping, or that you took a non-physical form to go fuck another woman. I mean, women will lay it out to you. They will just explain that to you, that you've been betraying them in a parallel universe. Just ask them to lay it out. They will. And then some of them will set themselves on fire too. White liberal women are rooting for the cartels to defeat the American military.
Oh, we might be saved by like the most unexpected group of people. Do you know who Trump's trying to declare war on? The cartel. Oh, please do. Please do.
See, this is behavior I've been underlining recently. There is a tacit alliance between criminality and woman. Criminality, woman, cities, feminism. This is all going together. See how she's bragging? She's like, Trump isn't gonna win against the cartels. Well, first, I wouldn't bet on this. Second, yes, there is a degree of parasitism of society against which you cannot fight again without massive investments of time and effort, which probably isn't on the mind of Trump. Lateral Grow has asked, Jeff, I would love a show on Alan Gu and Alyssa Liu and the situation of wealthy single Chinese men and women choosing and selecting surrogates that are half Caucasian and breeding them for success if they can't find an ideal spouse themselves. Your perspective would be good. Well, I think it's not a good thing. I believe there is so much commercialization of the woman already. Like, the woman is... Like, you can see these beauties that are servers at bars and servers and cashiers at restaurants. And it's like they're getting tipped, of course, because they're beautiful. And they're getting hired because customers prefer a beautiful server. This is all a waste of beauty. This is all soft porn, really. And then I'm not even talking about OnlyFans and actual porn. Now that's, but there is a ongoing continuum of prostitution offering itself to women, so much so that the option for them to marry and have an actual family is just one among a thousand different things. And it's very unlikely they will go there. It's very likely they will want to make that money, because the fact is they make more money If I go to be a server at a restaurant, I will make less tips than the cute girl. And so we have this misuse of beauty in society that is for everything else than making babies. Now, surrogacy is just another iteration of this. It's just another option where women are converting their value on an actual dating market into the world of fictitious money and just enriching yourself, but also spending so much of it that really it doesn't matter. And so that's why generally surrogacy, I'm not for it. I'm not for the normalization and regularization of it. Because ultimately, making babies should be free. That's my problem. You see, is I don't object morally to the principles, but in practice, you should, the woman who accepts to bear your babies for $10,000, she should have your babies for free. It doesn't make sense to put money into this. It doesn't make sense. Because evolutionarily, you've made a decision still, even as a surrogate mother. You've made the decision of continuing your genetic line of descent with zero parental care. That's not good to begin with. That has a selection effect onto mothers who are careless, really. Whether they have a heart or not, definitely they demonstrate by their willingness to produce a baby into existence and to just abandon it at birth. It selects a certain kind of woman. And therefore, if we go on the path of surrogacy, the future woman is worse than the current woman. Can you imagine this? The self-immolating girl, that's just the beginning. Imagine this. Imagine the future when we have generations of babies that are coming from the surrogate lines of mother who are psychopathically selling babies at birth. Good luck. Orinka says, FedEx has deleted the Jeffrey Epstein account records. The account was also linked to an ex-Israeli Air Force lieutenant colonel who now advises Alan Dershowitz. So much weird links between Jeff Epstein, intelligence agents, sometimes flying his plane into air bases. Sometimes in connection with intelligence, one of his emails saying, we have to talk about World War III. A lot. Jeff Epstein probably did a lot of evil. All right. The Mexico cartels, what is the situation? I've been demanding an update from Grok. Recent events in Mexico center on a major escalation in cartel-related violence following the killing of a prominent drug lord. On February 22nd, which was yesterday, Mexican security forces conducted a raid in Jalisco State that resulted in the death of Cervantes, known as El Mencho, the leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, one of the country's most powerful criminal organizations. So this definitely has been ordered by Trump, because Trump has been pushing very hard pressure onto Mexico to clean up their side, to not let the drug cartels control the country. This operation, which involved the military and National Guard, so it was executed by Mexico. But I'm pretty certain this was demanded by Trump. It also led to the seizure of weapons and vehicles, but it immediately sparked a retaliatory attack by CJNG members across at least 9 states, with some reports citing up to 20 states. The retaliation included widespread chaos, cartel gunmen set fire to vehicles, buses, supermarkets, banks, and businesses, blocked highways with burning barricades, and engaged in shootouts with security forces. Casualties from the initial raid and ensuing violence reached at least 62, including 25 National Guard members killed in ambushes, around 30 cartel suspects and civilians caught in the crossfire. Over 70 arrests were made across 7 states. So we have this guy appears to be stuck in Mexico, Dan Dix.
Whatever you tell me, I can turn it for all day.
It seems that white people have been gathering in these white people centers.
That is the lineup at the concierge desk here at the hotel. People are waiting for hours and hours and hours. Obviously, a whole bunch of flights have been canceled. There is a massive, massive backlog at the airport. And as you can see, there were dozens and dozens of people there waiting in line for hours and hours. I'm going to have to see if I can rebook the room at this hotel as well, because my room has also, my flight has also been.
For perspective, says white flight. Exactly. It's like, personally, I have, I wouldn't go to Mexico. I don't respect the country. I wouldn't go there for vacation or tourism or even just enjoying an isolated bar deal. You know, these deals where you pay $1,000 and you get the plane and the hotel and you drink. And you can drink for whatever amount you want. I wouldn't go to this crap because I don't want to see Mexico. I'm seeing enough right here. Burning cars in Costco in retaliation for their leaders. It's not even that I would be scared of being caught in the chaos or whatever. It's just, I don't want to see a country that's like this. I'm not interested, even in its peaceful days. It looks like crap to me. The actual cope of expats is real. Are there people who went to live in Mexico that they probably regret it these days? American couple trapped in Puerto Vallarta during first trip away from their son, 4, tell family where to find their wills as cartel violence kills 14, resorts run out of food, and Cancun vacationers ordered to shelter in place. Like, this is the mentality that I hate. You have a 4-year-old, and not only do you go to Mexico, but you leave the 4-year-old behind. What the fuck is wrong with these people? And now you're calling your family from Mexico, saying, here's my will, in case we die here and never get to see our son again. It's like, why do you need tourism? You have the most joyful thing on earth. You have a child. Don't leave him behind. Don't bring him with you. Just don't go in Mexico. My daughter asked a few weeks ago if she could go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, for spring break with her girlfriends. I'm glad I said hell no. Yeah, don't let your children go to Mexico. They are clueless. Children who have been raised in a civil society, they don't know. They think they can go anywhere, and just like Mama JF thought she could go anywhere. See, apparently she doesn't seem to have even made it through New Brunswick, I mean, let alone Mexico. You have to tell people, look, the world is a dangerous place. You can't just go out and expect not to die, especially not if you're a young girl going on spring break and you're going to get drunk and you're going to get raped. All right, so we got cartel tactics to punish the regime for attacking their side and their chief. Defenestrator says spring break in Mexico for girls equals 304 parties. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. Green Fez says, is that the ghost of Saddam setting Mexican oil fields on fire? Well, it is the same tactic. It is just, you know, politique de la terre brûlée, as we say in French, burnt land policy, or there's a term in English for it, but it's like scorched earth, I believe. So it's the idea that when you are a force willing to induce chaos, you have a lot of power, even if you don't have political power. It doesn't take much to destroy society. Society rests on the assumption that you don't have anarchists and criminals running over all over the place. But that assumption can be easily broken if there's a bunch of agents within your society who are set on punishing civil society. And in any civilization that can't develop, by the way, this is just what happens. Any civilization that cannot develop, it's because they don't have a system of management for the aggression of their low parts of society. So it's yes, there are intelligent people in India. Yes, there are intelligent people in Africa. And yes, there are intelligent people in Mexico. But the reason these societies never develop into anything decent is that the intelligent people don't have a way to combat the flood that is playing against them. And it's a flood of violence, of criminality, and of all sorts of shit that eventually makes them abandon. It's like, you're going to be, let's say you're a 140 IQ in India. What are you going to do? You could be the most intelligent man on earth. You're not going to fix your country. And so the evolution of a civilization requires a system of exclusion. And generally that goes through police, prison, and strict criminal justice. And the fact that the leftists have worked so hard to destroy criminal justice in America, it tells you where we're headed. Because it doesn't take much for a bunch of bad players of society to make everything more wasteful. Now suddenly your insurance costs enormous amounts because crime is so regular and vandalism is so regular. Suddenly it becomes unviable. Vakil Batirshin suffers from a massively swollen lymph nodes caused by radiation-related illness. Wow. Interesting.
Massively swollen lymph nodes. Like much of the situation in Muslimovo, Vakil's exact diagnosis remains steeped in mystery. Outside medical experts say it can be hard to definitively trace any one condition.
Wow, he is absolutely inflated on the neck. Wow, I had never seen such a manifestation. Very interesting case. John Drake says, living amongst the citizens gives them massive leverage. Trump doesn't understand these. Yeah, and it's why you generally don't try to fix a society from the outside. And in fact, you don't even try to invade them. Because there is no solution. If there was a solution to Iraq, Afghanistan, if there was a way where you can get LGBT flags and McDonald's in Iraq, the society would have converged toward it itself. But you can't just go there for 10 years with your soldiers and just, poof, impose this from the top. It's not working. AF Post reports at least 600 people who mocked or attacked Charlie Kirk after his murder were fired from their jobs nationwide. Okay, that's the bite back, the pushback against the left's cancel culture. Sure, let's do it. Let's attack them with cancel culture the way they attacked us. One of Epstein's properties was sold to Howard Lutnick for $10. The notary was the guy who filmed the 9/11 attacks. Just a totally normal chain of events with absolutely nothing to see. So people have been realizing that the notary of Jeff Epstein, who approved the $10 sale, is a guy who also happens to have filmed the 9/11 attack. Now, I guess you could say a random possibility is there, given that he must be a New Yorker, so that makes it more likely that it would, that he would be seeing 9/11. But he had made it apparently in the newspaper for being one of those people who filmed the planes getting into the World Trade Center. But yeah, I think there is good ground to be extremely suspicious of the idea that perhaps Jeff Epstein was involved in some degree of warmongering and perhaps even maybe knew about the World Trade Center. Because there's this email where he's like, let's talk about World War III. Let's organize World War III. And then there's people who have noticed that there's missing serial numbers of the items that span over the years leading to 9/11. So it's like something was hidden from those years in those emails. Probably on justifications of national security, but We know when the intelligence service in America makes a decision on national security, it's not the American nation's security. Generally, it's going to be the national security of some other nation. Greenfez says, if Trump wins a third term, he's going to have the four dancing Israelis in his cabinet. Possibly, but I think it's a long shot that Trump would. I think he would need a constitutional amendment to be president a third time. Austin Tucker Martin, the gunman who tried to breach Mar-a-Lago and was subsequently killed by the Secret Service, was reportedly obsessed with the Jeffrey Epstein files and implored others to raise awareness just days before the deadly encounter. He was saying, I don't know if you read up on the Epstein files, but evil is real and unmistakable. The best people like you and I can do is use what little influence we have. Tell other people about what you hear about the Epstein files and what the government is doing about it. Raise awareness. So this guy went to try to breach Mar-a-Lago, maybe attack Trump, but he was killed by the Secret Service. And as a last news item for tonight, Doug Ford says that everyone in the world sits back and asks, how can one person, one man, create so much turmoil around the world? Bro, this guy is annoying. Always complain. Is he complaining about Trump again?
So it's very challenging right now. I just sit back some days. I'm not the only one. Everyone in the world sits back and how can one person, one man, create so much turmoil around the world, not just here in Canada, around the world? It's pretty staggering. So I can't wait for the midterms.
Bro, I'll take the turmoil of Trump over the tame management of the drainage of our countries by the regular politicians. I'll take the turmoil. I'd rather see turmoil than all of these people agreeing together to fuck us in the ass. Green Fez says everyone is sick of him by now. Yeah, he's so annoying. I don't even understand. What is he? A Ontarian politician? Is he a liberal? Is he a conservative? I'm confused. Is he a mayor? Is he a provincial premier? I don't even know. I don't care. He's just always annoying every time I see him. Kids Dead says Doug Ford. Okay. John Drake says, where is Superman? Okay. All right, guys. That is all I had to say. I'm happy to be back on the internet. I'm happy that I was able to pull the energy back. I'm feeling good now. But I was so depressed about life. Not that I have a very enjoyable life, but I was so, I needed hermit time. Hermit time, discussing with Grok, isolating myself in my mathematical world, and now I'm back. Now I'm back, and I'll be able to be on a more regular schedule. I told my other shows in French that we have to slow down the schedule, because I can't do anymore the Courrier du Car every week. We'll be slowing down to once every 2 weeks, so that way I'll be here. Tomorrow I'll be here on the regular show, because I take these engagements in French because I would like to change Quebec society. But I need to make this show my priority, and so I'll be concentrating and just, I'll keep my contact with the Quebec world, but I'll limit it to once every 2 weeks. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. David Smith says, eat steak with butter. I've been eating steak. I've been allowing myself a slight divergence from my strict diet. I've been enjoying it, so I'm recovering a normal nutrition. I might be back to my diet to lose more pounds, but I wanted to settle. And anyways, I've lost already 55 pounds, so I can celebrate a little bit with some steaks and burgers. Much love, everyone, and I will see you all tomorrow.